can't wait to hear the update on Will Novak's bachelor party, mystery bachelor party adventure.
And we're not really even sure when he got back. Was it late last night?
I think he was saying it was going to be yesterday. We were off for the holiday yesterday, so we didn't get a chance to talk to him. But on Friday, we talked to him as he was on the way to the airport. He was heading out east to go to a bachelor party with a bunch of complete strangers. There was an email, group email sent around, and it accidentally reached him when it was supposed to reach somebody else with that same name. So I think he was supposed to meet that guy at this bachelor party this weekend.
Right, right.
So let's see. Is this the legendary Will Novak?
Yes, how are you guys doing?
The real question is, how are you doing?
I'm rough, man. I feel like I got run over by a train that was towing a plane or something.
Are you back in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm just going to take a rest day today. I'm at my house, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you taking our call. I know you're a big-time television celebrity. were you on Good Morning America?
Yeah, I got to meet Michael Strahan, and Jackie Chan was there, so we got to meet him. And there was a lady, she's the strongest mom in the world, and so I got to arm wrestle the strongest mom in the world. She kicked my butt.
That is so random, but awesome.
Yeah, it was.
So Angelo's bachelor party all started when you replied to this email, and then I followed your Instagram story over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
You really bit off a lot, probably more than you could chew when it was, you get there, you were meeting people for drinks. Before you even got to the bachelor party, you were adding to your itinerary. So,
yeah,
Maria,
yeah.
I don't think saw what happened when you were driving to the ski resort to surprise Angelo.
So, well, first off, when I got to the airport, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, I had rented a minivan, and I got there, and they knew about the story. And so they upgraded me to a Maserati SUV.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
It was cool. God. But it was like driving a spaceship. The car was smarter than I was. I couldn't figure it. Like, it was so, had so many, crazy controls. So I had to go to a shopping mall parking lot to relearn how to drive. And then
I love the part where you didn't know how to turn off the heated seats. Your butt was on fire.
It was lighting me on fire because some of the controls were voice activated. Like the radio, you could say, turn on cool FM.
Yeah.
But some of them were not. So I'm sitting there talking to the car like an idiot, like, turn off seats. And nothing is happening.
When I was a kid, my friend had one of those first talking cars that would say, your door is ajar.
Right,
and I always thought that was hilarious because as a kid, I'm like, it's not ajar, it's a door.
Yeah, right. And then when I got to the airport, a brewery out of Everett, Massachusetts, they brought me like a dolly full of beer. So we loaded that into the car. I mean, it's like 20 cases. And then on the way, all these people had been reaching out to me and said, hey, will you stop at our place on the way and our place on the way? So I made like 3 or 4 stops. Some places were bars and some were just random people who wanted to meet me and say hello and say that the story made them laugh. So I felt like that scene in Forrest Gump where he's running across the country and all the people start running with him.
So what was it like when Will finally gets to the bachelor party and Angelo's there? Was there a big surprise?
Unfortunately, no. He had found out at some point a few days before. We're not sure exactly when he found out. He was being a little cagey about when he found out. He wouldn't really tell us.
Yeah.
But I got there late. It was 3 a.m. I rolled up the snowy hill. They started shooting fireworks at me, and they were playing metal music. And I don't mean they were playing it like over a speaker. They were playing drums and guitar at 3 a.m. and just going crazy. They had like a mosh pit going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then they were shooting fireworks off inside the house. And then and the ski chalet was less of a chalet and more of a shack.
Were you concerned, like, once you got there and you had a little, you didn't know these people at all, but they're shooting fireworks at you. You're like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, what was I going to do at that point?
You were there and you were in for the duration. So did you ski? Did you hurt yourself?
I did. We skied. So we went to bed at 5:30 in the morning that first night, and I had a 7:30 a.m. ski lesson. So I overslept that, obviously. I skied and I ended up doing 2 green runs, and I had a ski instructor, and I did pretty okay. I did have a low speed fall where I slowly fell into a guy, and then he and I fell into a fence together. But luckily, we didn't get hurt.
So are you and Angelo and all these other guys going to be friends for life now?
I think so. Especially, funnily enough, the other William Novak, he and I have a ton in common. Very similar sort of philosophy on life. We like a lot of the same music. We like a lot of the same movies. Everyone kept commenting on how much alike the other Will Novak and I were, which was really weird.
It's like every great bachelor party story. A bromance begins between a couple of men.
Yes, and the other Will Novak, we're not even sure his diagnosis yet. He hasn't been to the doctor, but he hurt his shoulder really bad. He tried to do a jump and on his skis and didn't know how, so he at the very least dislocated his shoulder, possibly broke it.
Well, we appreciate you keeping us updated throughout the whole process, but if you were to answer this question, I know it's kind of a tough one, what was the best part of this whole experience?
I think just like seeing how much it made people laugh and smile and being open to new experiences. People were like, God, I had some people come up to me or message me and say, you know, this is something I would jokingly think about doing but never really do. And I'm glad someone did it and it really made me smile. And I know that's kind of corny.
No.
But like, I think making people laugh is important, and I'm glad it made people laugh.
Come on, admit it. It was the Maserati.
Oh, and the Maserati. And then I got the Maserati stuck in the snow. And then...
You didn't lose your wife while you were gone, right? She's still okay with you?
Oh, yeah. She's loving all this. She thinks it's a hoot. Yeah, I missed her terribly, but she's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, give her hugs and kisses for us, and you get some sleep because it sounds like you're still recovering.
Definitely. I'm going to sleep the day away.
Thanks again, Will. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. You're the best.